Hey, hi everyone. Hi everyone, my name is Dom. I am a compulsive overeater, bulimic, and body obsessor. I'm from Portland, Oregon. I'm originally from Brazil, but I've been here for a long time. And yeah, thank you for asking me to speak at this meeting to do service. You know, it's the least I can do to give back to this fellowship that have done so much for me, you know, and I have to do service. I must do this service if I want to stay abstinent. And but yeah, I want to talk about steps 1, 2, and 3, you know, because for me it only worked when I really accept in my heart that I am powerless against alcoholic foods. You know, I tried to work the steps when I was stealing the food and did not work. You know, it only worked when I accepted in my heart, yes, I'm powerless over this. And the only way for me, the only way out for me, it's going through the steps as quick as I can, putting the food down first. You know, I had to have that trust in the higher power that if I did put the food down, it would work for me too. You know, so here at the doctor's opinion, paid 28XXVIII, says Dr. Silkworth is explaining the problem, right? We believe, and so suggested a few years ago, that the action of alcohol or alcoholic food on this chronic, I'm gonna let the reading how it is. So we believed in and we believed in so suggested a few years ago that the action of alcohol on this chronic alcoholics is a manifestation of an allergy. That the phenomenon of craving is limited to this class and never occurs in the average temperate drinker. These allergic types can never safely use alcohol in any form at all. And once having formed the habit and found they cannot break it, once having lost their self confidence, their reliance upon things human, their problems pile up on them and become astonishingly difficult to solve. You know, yes, it makes it's easy for me if I highlight that and put alcoholic foods, you know, it makes more sense in my mind. And yeah, I put myself beyond human aid with food, you know. I'm powerless over purging. I'm powerless over body obsessing. I go to the gym. I'm powerless over sugar, over flour. I'm powerless over the habits, you know. I'm powerless over everything, you know, because I have this mental the build up of emotions, you know, when I'm angry, when I'm happy, when I'm sad. Any human emotion, you know, the build up of any human emotion. When you get to a point that I cannot handle in anymore, my brain tells me, eat the food, because it'll make you feel better, it'll make you feel happier, you know. So when I eat the food, I have this allergy and I cannot stop eating, you know. And but even worse than that is the obsession of the mind. You know, my mind is obsessed with the food. You know, what I'm gonna eat, when I'm gonna eat, how much I'm gonna eat. Do I have money to buy this food? Where do I have to steal to eat this food? I'm gonna pick it up from the ground, from the garbage. You know, it's the obsession. You know, the willingness to do anything to the God that I surrendered that is food. That I surrendered to, you know. So now in recovery, I am learning how to shift
Five
my
minutes.
Thank you. I'm learning how to shift from the god of food to a power that does not ask me my life, like my life, like my there's no one to kill me, you know. The only one in me to turn my will, my life over to him, to she, to it, you know, so I can help other people, and by helping other people, I'm helping myself, you know. And then this is the problem, right? And then goes to page 36 when it's the problem in action, right? The milk in the drink says, I sat down at a table and ordered a sandwich and a glass of milk. Still no thought of drinking. I ordered another sandwich and decided to have another glass of milk. Suddenly, thought crossed my mind that if I were to put an ounce of whiskey in my milk, it could not hurt me on a full stomach. This is me, you know. It's out of nowhere, you know. Out of nowhere, my mind says, order pizza. I don't know. I don't know if I can say food items in this meaning. But yes, my mind out of nowhere will tell me to eat compulsively. You know, I stopped trying to convince, I stopped trying to find out why do I eat compulsively. I eat compulsively because I'm compulsive overeater. That's what I do. You know, the reasons of my disease is not important. You know, if I was my father, my mother, they were mean to me, or because of this, or because of that. Okay, that's important, and I have to look at that, and I have this step to take a look at these things. But the most important thing right now is that I have a solution to this problem. You know, I can, yes, I can deal with the disease. Yes, page 36, sorry. Yes. And then it started one more journey to the asylum for Jim. Here was the threat of commitment, the loss of family and position, to say nothing of the intense mental and physical suffering which always caused him. He had much knowledge about himself as an alcoholic, yet all reasons for not drinking were easily pushed aside in favor of the foolish idea that he could take whiskey if only he mixed it with milk. You know, my mind always forget the bad times. You know, I have selective thinking. That's why I have to come to meetings too, because I have to keep my mind fresh. You know, remember people, newcomers saying, telling my story, you know, because my mind would tell me, you don't have a disease. So I have to keep coming back here and remind myself that too, you know. And chapter two, chapter four, we agnostic. I know higher power is personal topic to, you know, all of us. You know, some people believe in God, some people don't. And that is, I don't care about that. The only thing I care, it's why do I need a power greater than myself, is on page 45 that says, lack of power. That was our dilemma. We had to find a power by which we could live. And it had to be a power greater than ourselves, obviously. But where and how were we to find this power? You know, I, my higher power, it's my higher power. You know, I do the work to create and to build a relationship with my higher power. You know, so the most important thing, like they say here, that my higher power, it's not me, you know, and it's loving and caring and compassionate, you know. And whatever higher power people decide to have, it's
Dan,
Thank you. It's their own choice, and but why do I have to have a higher power? Because I like the power of managing my life, and also to manage the intake of the food intake, because I put myself beyond human aid, so I really need to find a higher power that will help me, power greater than myself that will help me, And here, chapter five, how it works, the end of how the first part says, our description of the alcoholic, the chapter to the agnostic, and our personal adventures before and after made clear three pertinent ideas. A, that we were alcoholics, compulsive overeaters, and could not manage our own lives. B, that probably no human power could have relieved our alcoholism. And C, that higher power could and would if he or she or they were sought. Being convinced we were at step three, which is that we decide to turn our will and our lives over to God as we understood Him. Just what do we do? Just what do we mean by that? And just what do we do? I it's that leads are important, because it's where my trust begins. But like step one, it's like acceptance. I accept that I am a compulsive overeater. Step two, there's the hope and the faith. Right, like to work for you can work for myself too. And step three is where I put in practice my hope and my faith and that I learned in step two. So it's my trust, right? But in step three, I'm only making a decision. I don't have to know how my life is gonna look like, how that decision is gonna look like in step three. It's only a decision. It says we made a decision. We made a decision. We are making the decision to turn our will and our life over to God as we understood God. And yes, in step three, I'm only making a decision to work the rest of the steps. That's how I will turn my will and my life over to higher power. It's working the rest of the steps, steps 4 through 12. It's like buying a car. I make a decision to buy a car. When I make a decision to buy a car, the car does not appear in my house. It's just a decision. I still have to look to make my plan of action, right? Where I'm gonna buy the car, the color, do I have the funds? This and that. It's just a decision. I have to make some actions, and yeah, so. For me, my decision looks like I work the steps to a vision for you. I it's the way it works for me. I found a sponsor there. We went through the steps in like 10 days, I think. And there are many ways to work these steps. For me, what works is not spending a lot of time, like 4 months, 6 months in step four. Why that doesn't work for me, because this is killing people every day, every single day. I don't have that 4 months to in a step four to give to a step four, but yes, I'm just gonna talk about my day a little bit. What do I do? I call my sponsor every day. It's his routine requirement. If I want to work with him, I have to call him every day. And my sponsors call me every day too. And I weigh and measure almost all my food. Almost all my food. Not everything, but almost all my food. And I don't eat flour. I don't eat sugar except from fruits. And I don't eat gluten, I have a food plan that was created for me by a nutritionist. And my food plan is between me, my nutritionist, and the higher power. My sponsor does not
Okay.
Thank you very much. Does not need to know my food. You know, I don't send my food to my sponsor, and that works for me. Other people do send their food to their sponsor, and it works for them, and it's great. So, I call people every day. You know, at least besides my sponsor, two or three people most of the days. You know, do step tens, you know, the WhatsApp groups, like 500 people, step tens and 2x2 calls. Yes, I'm of service, you know, I have service commitments, you know. Yes, I meditate and I pray, you know. Yes, I meditate and I pray. My goal is to meditate 20 minutes every day, but I don't meditate for 20 minutes every day. There are days that I only meditate 2 minutes, and I give up the idea of perfection. Progress, not perfection, you know. And I work the steps, you know, this, I work the steps and I work the steps because my freedom from food obsession, it's there, you know. It's not, you know, nutritionist, it's not, I love meetings and I need to come to meetings if I wanted to stay abstinent, but just coming to meetings also, it's not the solution to my compulsive overeating, you know. Yes, it's very humbling to understand that this is a gift, you know. It's a higher power, my higher power removed my obsession to. And I could never do that. I could never do it. Never. And yes, I'm really grateful for everything OA has given me, you know. And I just want to finish to say that my higher power is the most important thing in my life. You know, my abstinence is also the most important thing in my life. But without my higher power, I don't have abstinence. So my higher power is the most important thing in my life. You know? It's all that I have and it's all that I need. You know, when everyone, when I feel I'm alone, when I feel that I have nobody, I still know in my heart that I have my higher power with me, you know. So thank you for letting me share.